What's going on, Pittsburgh Steelers fans? This is Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you as always for another episode of, I guess we can call this the Knee Jerk Reaction Podcast, videocast. Whether you're watching us live on Facebook, whether you're watching us live on YouTube, or whether you're listening to us the next day or later on this evening in podcast form, I thank you for tuning in. There is a lot to digest today after the Pittsburgh Steelers lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9. It was memorable for all the, to put it blatantly obvious. We can talk winners and losers here. If you're watching on Facebook, you can certainly let me know what you think of the game. Nonetheless, the Steelers record now is 3-2. They are still currently in first place. Now the Ravens are playing as I speak, so we don't know if they'll be in a tie or whether they'll still have sole possession for first place in the division here in a bit. But at the same time, this is a chance for, if you're watching on Facebook, and if you don't follow us on Facebook, I recommend you do, for you to kind of get things off your chest, so to speak. So 3-2, Ben Roethlisberger throws 5 interceptions. No, that was not, if you didn't see the game, watch it, even if you get an opportunity, it was bad. Some winners and losers first, shall we? I think that's probably the best way to do things. The winners, I think there still were some winners out of this game. There weren't a lot of them. Some winners. Antonio Brown, my goodness, this guy makes Ben Roethlisberger look really good. There were a couple passes that if it weren't for Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger could have had a half dozen, if not more, interceptions to his credit. Antonio Brown makes him look really, really good. A lot. He was definitely a winner. I thought Ryan Shazier played well. The play that he made, to, I guess they called it an interception, not a fumble. Regardless, it was the only Steelers defensive turnover. I hate to label the defense a loser. Yeah, I know they gave up a lot of rushing yards. 90 of that came on that last play with Leonard Fournette running for a touchdown. It didn't mean much, but the defense never had a chance. Roethlisberger constantly turning the ball over. Two of his interceptions went back for touchdowns. So those points aren't on the defense. But ultimately, I didn't think the defense was that big of an issue. Other winners, Chris Boswell made all 3 of his field goals. Maybe that's it. Losers, well, we could go on and on and on. Ben Roethlisberger is by far the biggest loser of the game. His 5 interceptions ultimately killed the Steelers. I think that the Steelers offense in general is just a loser. It starts at the top. I just published an article on the website. If you haven't checked it out yet, do so. It's about how the issues on offense are not just Roethlisberger. I hope people realize that it's from the top down. It starts with Haley, the play calling, and it trickles all the way down to the players on the football field. Bad. And no one, not myself, not anyone watching this, ever would have thought that when all the pieces of the puzzle were together, Bees, Bryant, Brown, Bell, Ben, you add in players like Juju Smith-Schuster, the offensive line is pretty much intact. I know it hasn't been in there. And they can't figure anything out at all. Now, for me, I think it starts with this team has this offense. I don't want to say team because it's just the offense. Identity right now. I mean no identity. They don't know whether they're a running team. They don't know whether they're a passing team. They have no clue what they. How many times have we seen as Steeler fans a 2nd-and-1, 2nd-and-2, even 2nd-and-3, and the Steelers, instead of with at least a running back, they'll come out empty set, Roethlisberger's in the shotgun, and it's almost to the point where they think that they're good enough that they can just do whatever they want, regardless of what the defense does and regardless of down and distance and all that stuff. Well, here's the problem. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so either they lose yardage or they don't gain anything. And then they're faced with a 3rd-and-3, which they fail because now it's a predictable play calling situation. And what do you have? A punt. The Steelers offense has no idea what's going on. Not from a play X's and O's standpoint. It is from a, what do we want to do when we go into this game? I said this on our Wednesday podcast, Standard is a Standard. This is a game where the Pittsburgh Steelers should have run, 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 run. And I said it myself, Don't be surprised if their hubris on this team, mainly Ben Roethlisberger and Todd Haley, and if you don't know what hubris means, it means extreme pride and confidence in oneself to the point where it's a negative, downfall this, and they're going to try to throw the ball. I'm sorry, a heck of a cornerback, and if you didn't know that after the first half, I don't know when you're going to notice that. And so because of that, for some reason, they didn't throw away from him. They kept trying to challenge him, and he won more than he lost. The 32nd ranked rush defense and the Pittsburgh Steelers get behind so much that now they're faced with unpredictable down and distances. The penalties, for once, were not an issue. The only times of the holding call on David DeCastro, which would have been an Antonio Brown touchdown, that's a killer. But at the same time, what are you going to do? You have to say the entire coaching staff could be considered losers in this one. I just don't understand some of the times I just talked about the philosophy. The Steelers' defense, I don't know. They weren't on the field much to really gauge, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, they gave up over 200 yards rushing. Fournette ended up with 180. He ran the ball hard. He ran the ball well. There's still issues with the rush defense, but here's the kicker. This has not even been – this secondary, this defense has really not even been tested by a quality quarterback yet. Faced DeShone Kizer, rookie in week one. Case Keenum in week two. Mike Glennon in week three. Joe Flacco in week four. Blake Bortles in week five. Who's coming up? Alex Smith and the undefeated Chiefs, or they're undefeated at this point. Don't know what they're going to do tonight on Sunday Night Football. Then you have Matthew Stafford. You're going to have a really hot Andy Dalton possibly coming into town. That's all before the bye week. Kind of like me. When you're saying, well, they seem to play up and play down to their competition. So maybe, just maybe, in these games. They've done it in the past. Now, you're talking about things like that, that's a whole different can of worms. But for right now, bad all the way around. They're 3-2. But again, they have not been tested. They're not a team that has been tested in regards to playing some really, really great competition. So let's talk about this. If you're watching on Facebook Live, I'm going to be reading some questions. If you were on podcast form, then I'll try my best to give you the summation here. So if you have any questions about this game, about what she thinks going on, I can to answer as many as I can. Obviously, the comments are so we'll do the best we can here. So going back here, John asked about me calling out the secondary. I'm not saying I'm calling out the secondary in terms of the Steelers' secondary. I'm just saying they haven't been tested. Blake Bortles, I don't even think he threw 10 passes. He might have thrown 10 at all. They just haven't been tested. When you get a quarterback in there that can sling the rock and has the weapons, then we'll know more about the defensive secondary. But ultimately right now, I mean, they just have not been tested. I don't think that's a cut on them. I just think that's the truth. See here, going through some of these. Oh, well, Mike, I think you kind of sum up what a lot of people are thinking as I read through these comments. Haley needs fired, Butler needs fired, and Tomlin needs put on the hot seat for hiring these fools. Like I said, could there be drastic measures here? For instance, if Todd Haley gets fired, would I be stunned? Kind of, because I don't think it's going to happen. That's just not how the Steelers do things. And so for me, I ultimately think that see how this offense looks moving forward. Tyler asks, why is Todd Haley still our offensive coordinator? I don't know how to answer that question. He's your offensive coordinator because he was tired. I just don't understand why. It just seems to me like this Steelers offense, they don't know how to get everyone the football. You want to get Le'Veon Bell's touches. You don't want Antonio Brown to throw sideline. You want to get Martavis Bryant involved because he's a freak of nature in terms of his size and speed and skill. And then you have Juju Smith-Schuster. You have all these different equations and all these different variables in the equation. You just don't know what's going on. It'd be interesting. Now, Matt says, we weather the storm. He thinks the Steelers will still win the division. I think that they still are the best team in the division. It's bad right now, but there's still a lot of football to be played. That's absolutely right. Why does Todd Haley not change things up yet? I don't know how you want to change things up. I think personally, the Steelers would be better off doing more of a no huddle type attack, things of that nature. I think that that would be a better for them. They would be able to really focus on mismatches and getting the defense and maybe like a run heavy look at. I don't know why they haven't done that yet. Maybe that's a Tomlin thing. Maybe that's a Haley thing. We'll never know. I think that's a change you could probably see against Kansas City coming up in week six. I would expect that, actually. Some people suggesting that Ben Roethlisberger should be benched. I don't think there's any way that you'll see Ben Roethlisberger be benched. No way. Lee asks, what about James Harrison? Why isn't he on the field? To be honest with you, I don't know what James Harrison is or is not doing in practice. It comes down to the fact that the Steelers think that Anthony Chiquillo is just better. They're outside linebacker for the team at this point in time. I can't really say why. Last week they said it was illness. He's not sick this week, but he's not playing, so who knows. Caroline says, is it time to bring out Josh Dobbs? No. Josh Dobbs in the preseason, you know, he is not ready for NFL competition. I don't even think he's the answer in the future. Personally, I just think that he's a guy that they brought in as a potential backup. Landry Jones would be the next guy up. I don't think there's anyone in the organization or anyone that really is kind of intelligent at this point in time thinks that Landry Jones would be a better option. Ben Roethlisberger just has to play better. Mike Tomlin said in his post-game press conference today, he's just going to have to be better. Let's see here. A lot of different questions. The defense did their job. Offense did not. Gameplay didn't change. Not the second half. But you're right there. Kieran said that. Some people are suggesting that it's going to be 3-3 after next week. It could be. The Kansas City Chiefs are a tough team, but they're not unbeatable. I'm not saying that. I get through some of these. There's a lot of questions here, a lot of comments. I think that, you know, someone said that Ben Roethlisberger won't be benched. No, I don't think he will be benched. But ultimately, you know, someone brought David says Ben quit last year, hashtag retirement. You know, it goes back to, for me, when you start talking about retirement, or even thinking about retirement, you're already retired. You say to his players, and you have to wonder, I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger seriously contemplating retirement, and maybe there's a part of him that's thinking, man, maybe I don't need this anymore in my life. I can't speculate that, but I do agree with Chuck Noll's quote. I always have. When you start thinking about retirement, you're probably already retired. So take that for what it's worth. Roethlisberger is just not playing well. His passes are high. He's underthrowing receivers. Like I said, Antonio Brown is making him look very good on more than one occasion. Says, is there any truth and only reason to play playing this year is that he would have paid the Steelers back? I don't think so. I don't think so. This isn't the money thing. Anyway, Alex says, what can help with the Reds and efficiency to the Steelers? I just think that the Steelers offensively, they really need to kind of simplify things. I don't think that it's not. I don't think it's a, like, you gotta run this play, you have to do this. You want to stay balanced in the red zone, running in the red zone is important. But at the same time, I think that if you look at this team, they just have no, there's nothing that's working right now. You can't lean on anything because nothing is working. After week four in Baltimore, everyone thought it was the running game was working. And that's what's going to be the meal ticket. It's going to be running with football, run, throw what you need to, give, take what the defense gives you. And then this week they come out and do the total opposite. So I'm not sure what to think when it comes to what the red zone answer is. I want to watch the film. I want to see what it looks like. But ultimately, just from thinking about the game and what went wrong, find a game plan. You don't need to go empty set. You can run with Le'Veon Bell in the backfield. I mean, the stuff that worked in 2014 can still work in 2017. And that was when they thrived off of Le'Veon Bell chipping and getting out in the flat and getting catching a pass. They're just not utilizing all their weapons, in my opinion. They start doing that. It was a third down play in the red zone. I might have been a final red zone trip. I can't recall if it was second or third. Shotgun formation. Antonio Brown tries to double him up the left sideline, and watch the film. He doesn't look away for a nanosecond. He stares at 84 the entire time and throws an incomplete pass. It kills the red zone opportunity. It kills everything. And instead of putting up 7, he doesn't even give the team a chance, and that's what's frustrating. So, let's talk about commenting about Ben Roethlisberger being his last season. It could be his last season. But ultimately, if the team is to win this year, you can't think about next season. Honestly, I don't want to think about Coach Ben Roethlisberger's life as a Steeler fan, because it's been lucky to have him. He's kept him relevant for a long time. And if he starts to play better, which is still a possibility, then there's a good chance this team will improve to the point where they're actually making plays and winning football games. They're still 3-2. I'm not being an apologist for Roethlisberger, but at the same time, they're only 5 games in. They've got some tough games ahead. He typically plays well in big games, but ultimately we'll see what happens, because only one person can control that, and that is Roethlisberger himself. I'm not a drastic person. I'm not a person that says, all right, it's time to let everybody go. Just cut them loose. Done. But you know what? There's issues. The coaching staff's going to acknowledge that. A drastic change next week. You're not going to see players benched. You're not going to see coaches fired. You're not going to see your future Hall of Fame quarterback get benched for Landry Jones. It's just not going to happen, people. And ultimately, we as fans can sit here and try to diagnose, to dissect, and do all this stuff. But ultimately, it comes down to the players still playing. We hope they do well. We hope the coaching staff prepares them. And then it's out of our hands. It's a very helpless feeling if you come and think of it that way. Matthew Best said people need to chill. Another Nate said, I expected this to be 6-2 at the bye week. Look, after the midway point, if this just be 6-2 or better, they would be fine. Could they win the next 3 games, which would be against Kansas City, against Detroit, and against Cincinnati? Absolutely, they can win those games. Now, they could beat anybody. This team could be any team in the National Football League. They just have to execute. That's something they haven't done yet. On both sides of the ball, the run defense has been bad. Passing, we talked about offensive issues the entire episode today. So the major reaction is Ben Roethlisberger played like garbage, like a hot pile of garbage today. The play calling has been bad. The entire offense is bad. It's not just Roethlisberger, it's the whole offense. The defense, run defense is still an issue. They need to shore that up. But other than that, the defense didn't lose this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I honestly think that this team, if they figured out, that's a huge, gigantic, elephant-sized if right now in the room, they can still be a really tough team to beat. So with that said, I think that you just got to turn the page. If there's a game as a coach where you just say, you know what, it is or it is, it's done, we're burning this footage, we're moving on to Kansas City, all of our attention to the Chiefs, it's now. You do that now. You say, okay, but Steelers 3-2. Ben Roethlisberger's first 5 interceptions on the day. It was ugly. 39 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are now 3-2 as well. Let's give them some credit too. For us to do that, the defense is pretty good. They run the football well. As advertised, I think that might be the best cornerback team in the NFL right there, Jalen Ramsey, anchoring that secondary. So ultimately, great job by the Steelers to throw away a perfect opportunity before 1. Go too often, but it is what it is. Stick with us at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. If you're following us on Facebook, thank you for the comments, for the likes, the shares, all that stuff. On YouTube, if you're on Facebook, if you're not following us on YouTube, find us. YouTube channel is BTSC Steelers Radio. We've got a lot of different shows on there. We want to improve our sound quality and stuff of that nature. So make sure you go on there and subscribe to our channel. That'd be awesome. And obviously on iTunes, you can find all of our podcasts. That's just by searching The Standard is the Standard, and you'll find it behind the steel curtain. Like and subscribe us there. I thank you all for watching. Be loyal fans, that's all I ask. You know, the good, the bad, you're a Steelers fan, that means something. It means something to me, and it means something to you that are watching and listening. So keep that in the back of your mind. We'll see you next time on the knee-jerk reaction episode after the Steelers lose. The next will be the better outcome.